Heavenly Father, that is our desire more than anything else, is that we would walk with you, that we would be one with you. We here as your daughters yield to you, Lord, as our Heavenly Father. We thank you for sending your Son Jesus into the earth, that through Christ and through the cross, we have access to the heavenlies. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for every woman that is here, every child that is here. Father, I thank you that we have faith that is pure, to trust you, to yield to you, to surrender to you everything. From the moment that we arise in the morning, Lord, we say thank you, for your mercies are new every morning. You've brought us out of the kingdom of darkness into your glorious kingdom of light. And I thank you, Father God, that as we yield our hearts to the Spirit of truth, that we walk in your light. We walk in your truth. We live and breathe and have our being, because your word says that the Spirit of God has made us, and the breath of the Almighty has given us life. Father God, help us to steward this life. Help us to steward these bodies in holiness, Lord. Help us to steward our emotions. Help us to steward all that you've entrusted to us, our finances, Father God, our families, our children, Father God, everything that we have has been given from you. So, Father, I thank you that as the heavens are open, you cause us to steward the heavenly inheritance, to bring it out of heaven through our vessels into the earth. I thank you, Father God, that our treasures are stored up in the heavenly realm. I thank you, Father God, that we put our trust in you. And there's an open heaven over every person here, an open, ceaseless, endless grace to do all that you've called us to do. For by grace, you've called us into salvation. And salvation means healing. It means deliverance. It means forgiveness. It means freedom. It means wholeness. Wholeness and excellency of body, soul, and spirit. That we walk in divine health and divine inheritance of everything that you've provided for us for this day and this hour that we live in. That moment by moment, we walk by your Spirit, ever aware of you, moving in us and through us to reach the world, Lord, and to bring them into your kingdom, Father. Thank you for your Spirit resting upon every person here, for the weightiness of your glory, the weightiness of your presence, Lord. We receive your holy love. This day, we open our hearts to you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you secure us in love. We thank you, you anchor us in hope for all that the future holds for us, Father God. Thank you that we are saturated, even now, with your holiness, Lord, with your holy presence. I just want everybody to breathe in the Ruah, breath of God. He is the one who gives you life every day. And while you are yet living, he has such an incredible plan and purpose of good for you. Thank you, Father God, that you surround every person with your holy fire. You set your glory in our midst. You set your glory in the midst of our marriages. You set your glory in the midst of our families, our homes, our friends. Thank you, Father, that we carry your glory everywhere we go. And I thank you for the love that we hold, that fervent love one for another. Father, one to another, this day, Father, as you've brought your royal daughters into your courtroom, into your throne room, before the King of Kings, Lord, before the Majestic One, And I thank you, Father, that in everything we give you honor and glory and joy. And I just want everybody to say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah to the King of Kings and Lord of Glory. Hallelujah. If you just felt his holy presence, I just want you to lift up your hands up high. We want you to experience his love. We want you to know him completely with all of your being, not just about him, but to truly know him intimately and personally with all that is within your heart. And so I just want to take this time to welcome everybody here today to Houston Revival Center. We have Elgin here. I've got my mama love right over here. Sandy, God bless you. So love you. We got some powerful women in this house. We've got Artina. We've got Betty Jean. And you know, I just look around this room and there's just so much love in this house, one to another. And it was so sweet because we just couldn't get enough of each other, even as we were meeting each other and just greeting each other. And I remember 24 years ago, it was 25 years ago that I started going to Second Baptist. And I remember seeing Jill and knowing of her. And look at this long time relationships that we've had and what God forged so many years ago. And Ann was there. We were in that, was it One Accord? Wasn't that the name of that class? It was like the Spirit-filled class there, 8 o'clock in the morning. And Sharon, I've known for 20 something years, and Laura, I remember seeing Laura at Living Word, and Betty Jean, and Mama Lily, and you know, God's just weaving all of us like a tapestry, a beautiful tapestry, just for his glory. And he calls us to love one another fervently, to love him with all of our hearts, with all of our body, our mind, our soul, with all the strength that is within us. And that he's brought us to this time because it's such a time of destiny. I just welcome Neri also. God bless you. And Rena, where did Rena go? I saw her just a moment ago. She's here from Lakewood, Micaiah. We've got Hope back there, Miranda, and her Linda. All y'all so awesome and mighty in God. And it's just such an honor to have everybody here today. And just happy Valentine's to everybody. You know, yay, man. Happy Valentine's. You know, there are different kinds of love that we know of. There's the Eros love, which is that lustful love, which is the basis, is that fleshly love, you know, that lust that, you know, you can find yourself being in, and you think love, but it's so shallow. It's like the lowest level of a relationship that anybody can have. And that's what you see so much coming out of Hollywood. You've got the storge love, which is that family love, that love for one another because you were born in that family with one another. You've got the phileia love, which is that love of the brotherly love that we have one for another. And then you have the agape love, which is the perfect love that comes from God, that holy and pure love that he wants each of us to know and to walk in and to be saturated in. From the moment that we arise in the morning and open our eyes throughout the night, even when we sleep in the night, he pours out his love upon us. And so I just say happy Valentine's to everybody. And, you know, we just wanted a sisterly love, this time to be together and just to love one another and honor each other. And I'm just so glad every one of you, Shawnee, have come out to join us. Pam, hope you're feeling better. Good to see you here this morning. I'm just going to also say Mary Kemp would have been with us today, and her daughter's here from California, so I told her, we're going to pray for you. We love you, and I just want everybody to keep praying for Dusty with this challenge that he has in his body with the cancer, and we're just going to take this time to pray for them, okay? Father God, we lift up Dusty Kemp to you, Lord God. You're the Lord of his healing. You're the Lord of his body. I thank you, Father God, for all the decades that he served you, all the times that he's honored you and impacted so many people throughout this city. Father God, we ask that virtue, the virtue of Holy Spirit through Jesus as he's reaching into you, would flow into his body and cause all cancer to be eradicated and completely burnt up within his body. Father, I thank you for divine health and life, that resurrection life within his body to rise up within him. And Father God, I speak to anybody here that's suffering in any way physically. In the name of Jesus, I decree you are healed and you are made whole in the name of Jesus. He has caused you to be victorious in everything that you are called out to triumph through the blood of Jesus, through the word of your testimony. And I speak health and healing to everybody and every heart here this day in the name of Jesus. Amen. Just pull that in. Just pull that in out of the heavenlies. Hallelujah. You know, with that, Valentine's, we have something special upstairs for you, for everybody here. You'll see it in just a little bit, but it's just that Father's love that he has for you. You'll be able to meditate on it and just receive that love that he has for you. We've got some other special things when we go up there for our lunch and our time of fellowship. But I just wanted to say, a Song of Solomon says, "My beloved spoke and said to me, rise up." He's saying, rise up. That rise up word means resurrection. It means life. It means rejuvenation, regeneration, vitality. He's saying to his bride, rise up. He's saying, come up higher. Come up and sit with me and be with me where I am and rule and reign out of that seat and out of that place of authority. He says, rise up. And every day, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Isn't that just so romantic? Our Lord is just so romantic. I mean, he's taught everything about love, and he wants us to know every expression of that love. You know, there is that romantic love that a husband and a wife can have together, and we need to keep that alive, and we need to be the women that are the desire of his heart and minister to them and keep the bedroom sizzling. You know, we just got to keep everything alive, even in that respect, to keep your man so desiring you and attractive to you to be all that. You know, I mean, there are those needs that husband has, and he wants to teach you how to love your husband in that way. But also in that, he's going to cover you and protect you and cherish you and pour his love into you in that way that you have need of. And with that love, you know, the Lord, he's the author of that love, and every expression of love that we have, that attraction to one another that he puts in our hearts. And with that love that he has for each of us as brothers and sisters in Christ. And so I just want to say, he says, rise up, my love, my fair one, come away with me. He wants to romance us more than even our husbands are able to, our natural husbands. He wants us to romance him. We're to romance the King. The King of our hearts. And even as if you're single and you're waiting for that one that God has for you, I see kingdom men coming to you with kingdom power that he's prepared because God has set them apart for you. And as you're being romanced by the King, he's going to cause your heart to be one with your King here. But he wants you completely sold out and surrendered to him first, that he completely make you whole in your soul. He wants that excellency of your soul, just as Jesus had, as he walked in excellency, because there was wholeness in him. He was perfect in every way. And he wants us, when we have those times of weakness or temptation, to surrender those things to him for his strength, for him to strengthen us in every way. So he says that, come away. He says, the flowers appear on the earth. The time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. Psalm 2:16. I want you to say this with me. My beloved is mine, and I am his. There is nothing that can snatch you or take you away from him and his heart and his love for you. And you know, my prayer so much lately has just been, Lord, I want to be one with you. I want your heart of love. I want your heart of compassion. I want your love for those that are hurting, that are poor, that are needy, that are broken. And you know, this has been such an intense several weeks, if not several months, probably 9 months. And I'm just going to say, with the Reinhard Bonnke Crusade coming up this Friday and this Saturday, I have out here in our foyer. For those of you that are able to, there's evangelistic citywide outreaches that are taking place throughout the city, and they're designated places and designated times. There's the Galleria Mall. That's actually today from 12 o'clock 6, in case anybody wants to go shopping in the Galleria Mall. Anybody want to go shopping? And while you're at it, you could be handing out those cards to invite them, you know, just as the Lord is leading. You've got Rice University tomorrow, the University of Houston downtown campus, and then Tuesday through Thursday, 1 mile all around the BBVA stadium. We're going to see this city come together, united. We're seeing the Lord do what we've never been able to do before with that spirit and that heart where there's no competition, no ministry or no church is being lifted up in any way. There is such a power that comes upon a city when they come together in one accord. And I believe there's over 400 churches that are involved, over 2,000 volunteers. It's going to be a very powerful time. So continue praying into that and look for those that need Jesus in their hearts. Amen? Amen. Whew, glory to God. Glory to God. And there is a citywide prayer meeting. This is the last one taking place tomorrow at 7 o'clock at Harvest Time Evangelistic Center. So this is just an awesome and mighty work that the Lord is doing here in this city. Isn't it awesome just to see this and to be able to witness it? Hallelujah. Okay, I'm just going to invite Jill to come up during this time. I was going to have her exhort a little bit. I love this Jill. She is so awesome. She is such a beautiful big sister. I got to go to Africa with her, and you all need to be praying for her. She's going to Malawi in August and raising up a team of evangelists to be going there also with her. And she's going to be receiving our offering this morning.
Thank you, Angela. I can always count on you, Angela. All else fails, I have you and Francesca. You know, one of the things this house has been releasing has been a culture of honor. And it's just good to get us out of ourselves and focus on others. Amen? But the one of the greatest gifts that Anna carries is that she honors the Lord. Amen? Because when he's high and lifted up, all are drawn unto him. And that's what's happening in this season with the spirit of evangelism that's been released, not only in our city, but across our nation. When God spoke to Evangelist Bonnke that America shall be saved, to just shift our focus off of the negativity and to focus on the King. I love all the worship we did this morning. It was so honoring to the Lord. I believe it was the Christmas tea here, the ladies' tea, 2 years ago when God showed me a vision of the multiplication of sozo in this house. Is that right? Was that 2 years? Because I wasn't here last Christmas. And I saw as you build your new center, this sozo center, just, you know, hundreds of little rooms with people getting personal ministry for inner healing. This morning, I'm now seeing an army of women. And this house is going to be one battalion. The changing of the guard, the Lord told me personally, started September 15th, 2000. I was in Denver, Colorado at a conference, and the Lord just spoke to me that the changing of the guard had begun in the body of Christ, and that those from the back were being brought to the middle, and those from the middle were being brought to the front, for it was the hour of the changing of the guard. So we're almost 15 years since September of 2000, when September 15th, I know exactly what day it was. So this house is going to be one of the battalions of army of women that God is raising up. And it's not that the Lord isn't raising up men as well, but there is a specific call on women. And I don't know all the reasons why that is, but I can just, one thing that comes to my mind is that women can carry the spirit of compassion very easily. And when the spirit of compassion is released, that's when the multitudinous miracles happen. And then when Jesus was moved with compassion in the New Testament, that's when the multitudinous miracles broke out. And, you know, Joel Osteen is a male pastor that moves in the spirit of compassion. I've really never seen another male pastor but him that is moved with compassion like Joel is, and the Lord has told me specifically revival is coming to Lakewood, as well as this house. This is going to be a house of fire. So all of that to say, you're honored to be a part of this house because this is a battalion. What you see here this morning is a remnant of what's coming. And so as we receive the offering, I just want you to be seeking the Lord, not just today, but I want you to sow a destiny seed to know what your office, your position is going to be in this end time army. One of the things Sozo does is it heals us to a place that we can know that we have a right to have a position in an office in the kingdom. Amen. We no longer say, I'm not worthy. I'm not this. I'm not that. We're like, yeah, I'm good to go. This is my part. This is my part, and you need to know your part because we all have a part. Amen. The thing that's been so awesome to me as we prepared the city for this crusade is that everybody's taken a part. And it's not any one person, any one church, one ministry, but it takes the body of Christ to make the difference. Amen. And anytime we link arms in a spirit of unity, not forced unity, but the real thing, God moves. So as you prepare your seed this morning to Houston Revival Center or HRC, Father, we ask that each one of us would clearly know what our position, our office, our placement in this battalion, in this army of warrior brides that you're rising up in this hour. You're raising up an army of women, and this house specifically is an entire battalion. I thank you for the multiplication of women you're bringing into this house. I see prophets, teachers, evangelists, intercessors, pastors. I see women pastors being raised up out of this house that are going to go to the least, the last, and the lost. I thank you, Lord, that there will be no one left behind. Hallelujah. I thank you for the anointing that's in this house for multiplication. I thank you, Lord, very quickly, yea, even this year, there's going to be a divine explosion that takes place. I thank you, God, for the way you are launching Anna personally, and behind her is this battalion of women that's coming in. Her season and her day and her hour has indeed come. Hallelujah. So, thank you, Chris, for putting on some anointed worship. What are you doing? Keep talking. Well, I just love that. Just keep talking. I think it's just a kiss from the Lord, Anna, for God to have allowed your ladies of virtue and excellence that you to be on Valentine's Day. To be on Valentine's Day. Isn't that so awesome? So awesome. Now, how long do you want me to keep talking? And you're not even looking at me. You're looking at your wife, Chris. We have people in here that could stand up and sing. Are we having audio issues?
One of the traditions that God just caused to take place also, as we bring our offerings to Him, it's such a time of worship, you know, with everything that's within us. But also, God just caused us, hey, Jenny, to just love on each other when we come up here. You know, have y'all seen how we do that? There's such a spontaneous love one to another, and there's such a joy that comes out. And many of you that are regulars here, there's been such an explosion of joy when we receive our offerings on our regular services. You know what I'm saying? When Pastor Chuck comes up, because not only our love for him, but just our love for God. And, you know, he says he loves a joyful giver, you know, and that joy comes from his strength that he gives us in knowing him. And there's just joy that's abounding in this place to your heart that he's going to strengthen you in your inner man. Michelle, did you want to share something?
I was just filling in time, but, you know, we've been able to go out and with the Ron Hard Bunky. I thank the Lord. I have a husband that, you know, is just, yeah, let's go. You know, even on our anniversary, I mean, we spent the whole day. Went out and ministered, and then that night was back at our church that we met at. And during service, we're worshiping. I told Tim, I said, oh my gosh, we got married on this day at this church, and here we are full circle, you know. And then we had our two kids with us, so that was really neat. But anyway, last night we went to Fifth Ward. You know, they had an outreach there. And so here I am taking Brianna. You know, culture shock, you know, because, you know, she's used to being, you know, other places. And here we are. And I mean, there were like rappers there. I mean, just hardcore Christian, straight up rappers. I mean, tattooed, gold teeth, you know, and they're just like on fire for God, you know, and, you know, that's what we're saying. You know, everybody has a place, you know. We went out to, you know, there were people going to Rice University. There were people going to Galleria. Yes. You know, God's going to put you where you will shine, you know. And so, last night, of course, like I said, you know, people that grew up in Fifth Ward, you know, and they were back at their home place, although they've gone out now, but they're still coming back, you know, because they know what it's like to be there, you know. And I mean, just, I mean, the fire, like, they're like, you know, we're not here just to minister this one night and we're gone. Y'all have seen that, you know, they're telling the people, y'all have seen that. We're here to set up shop. We're going to be at that church. Every Tuesday night, we're going to be there, and we're going to raise up these kids, you know. And so it's just really neat. You know, you can go to different places and just see the Lord moving. And like you said, I mean, there were black, whites, Hispanics. You didn't care, you know. And they were just really promoting that. You know, this is about all of us coming together, you know. So it's really neat. I'm excited to see what the Lord's doing in Houston. So praise God.
Awesome. Awesome. Amen. This is a tidal wave coming over the city, and it's going to keep flowing. There's going to be ceaseless supply of that fresh oil flowing out of you, the living waters that bring healing to those that are thirsty and coming out of the wilderness. This is what you're releasing, and this is an exciting time. We have a bright future because Jesus is in it. Amen. Thank you. Woo! Glory. Everybody stand up and love on one another. Greet one another. Greet somebody that you do not know yet. God bless you, Mary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's so nice just to have this time to fellowship with one another. And you are in for some more treats ahead of you. We've got some more special things. Hey, it's so good to see you. You're in for some very, very special treats. And we want to thank Roxanne, wherever that she is, for all that she did with the registration, that she was fantastic. Has anyone seen Roxanne? Okay, well, Anna can thank her again, and for Mary and for Angie coming early and doing all the decorations. Let's give them a round of applause. And I was going to do an Angela. Thank you for Angela for all that she did, and Francesca with all the cards, which Anna's going to tell you about that in just a little bit. But she did the Valentine's cards, and they did decorations, and she's going to share more about that. So I just wanted to do an exhortation about love. Oh, I want to pray over the offering. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, Father, we lift this offering up to the jurisdiction of heaven. And God, we ask that you would multiply this offering. Multiply the money, multiply money for everyone that gave and wanted to give. Father, supply every need out of your riches and glory. God, we open up the heavens, open up a portal of finances for every woman that's in this place, God. In Jesus' mighty name, and over this house, an open portal of finances. Jesus' name, amen. I wanted to share, I'm just going to exhort a little bit about love before Pastor Anna comes back up. And I want to tell Laura and Betty Jean are two of my spiritual moms, and I want you to know how much I love you. And I appreciate everything that all the things that you guys have done for me, and both evangelism and then the prophetic. And it's just such an honor to have you in the house today. Hallelujah. I wanted to share a little bit about the spirit of love. If you want to know the size of a champion, then you can look at the size of their heart. For when they did the autopsy on the horse's secretariat, and they found that that horse's size was about double of a normal size heart. And that horse would linger in the back. It would look like it was behind. But it just was holding itself back, giving honor and preference to those other horses. And then that horse would just take off and would run like the wind. And we are in the hour of, we're getting ready to have the greatest outpouring that we have ever experienced before. And so Isn't it interesting that just like in the book of Revelations is the book about the end days, right before the book of Revelations is the book of John, 1 John. And it talks about, all he's talking about is love. He's the disciple of love, and he walked in the greatest revelation of all the other apostles that were with him in the end times. And so also right before the book of Revelation is this little book called the book of Titus. The book of Jude. And one of the last things, Jude 1:20, it says, right before you flip over to the book of Revelations, it says, my beloved, build yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in tongues, but guard and keep yourselves in the love of God. The word says that we're not just to have love, we're to be rooted in the love of God. And we need this love, because love is the birthing chamber of where miracles happen. It's the birthing chamber. In Luke 8:15, it says, to hold on to the word. If you hear the word, understand the word, hold on to the word, and a good and noble heart, it will bring forth the 30, 60, and the 100-fold. And so I wanted to speak over you some of my favorite scriptures on love. And I've got these two books. This is one of the original Framing Your World books. And what I would do is I would look up some of the words I didn't understand, you know, that were like King James, the definition. And then I would look up all the other scriptures that had to do with that category, and I would put it in the Framing Your World book. Well, Pastor LaRue talked about the pillars of wisdom, James 3:17. And what's so interesting is that love and wisdom are really married together. Love and wisdom are as one. It says in the description of wisdom, it says, but wisdom is first of all pure, then peaceable. Is that not love? Easily to be entreated. Pays no attention, suffer wrongs. But it's full of mercy and good fruits. That's wisdom. And it's sincere and unbiased. That's all having to do with love. In heaven, I heard this prophet share when Jesus visited him. He said, man on earth, man exalts the gift above the heart. But in heaven, God exalts the heart above the gift. And so if we want to be part, really to be used in this movement of God, this is the season to get ourselves aligned, get darkness out, and get light and love and glory in. And he's given us the tools, be ye transformed through the renewing of your mind, behold him as in worship. Worship opens up the gates. It sends the rain and it softens our hearts so that we can then be able to really receive the word. It's like the water. If you just had all dirt and no rain, you would just have hardness of heart. And think about the Pharisees. But when you have the Spirit and the word together, then you've got a powerful combustion in the Spirit that God can use. And some of the verses that are some things that I've been really meditating on is, first of all, in the book of Philippians 2:14, it says, do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you can become pure, blameless children of God without fault in this crooked, depraved generation in which you will shine like a star in the universe. So say, I want to shine. I want to shine. So therefore, we've got to hold that complaining. See, complaining, irritability, are all weeds that get in the garden of our heart. And they start choking that word out. And Colossians 3:5, the Lord says in the word to put to death whatever belongs to our earthly nature. And he says, get rid of things such as anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language. And guess what malice means? It means ill will. It means you're not having a loving thought about somebody in your heart. That's not acceptable in the kingdom. The kingdom is coming. And when the kingdom of God comes, there's no jealousy. There's no big me or big I, little me in the kingdom. There's no anger. There's no competition. It's possible to have emotional heaven on this earth. That is part of our promised land. And see, women are birthers and they're atmosphere changers. And so Laura, through her ministry for all these years, she is helping to shift the atmosphere in this city. And when the atmosphere shifts, the culture will shift. And people, just like in the days of revival, they'll be so softened because of the spiritual rain, because of the worship and the intercession and the prophetic decreeing that she's plowed the ground for so many years. It'll be an open heaven. They'll be able to see. And what happens is that people's hearts get hardened through sin. And then their conscience gets seared. And so they're no longer able to see with their eyes or hear with their ears or understand with their hearts. So we have to have the spiritual rain. We're not going to bring in the harvest without the spiritual rain. The rain precedes the harvest. We, you know, you can see how well we've done as just the church at large in bringing in the harvest as a whole. But God is getting ready to have a huge harvest, but we've got to position ourselves in God and position ourselves in his love. And these are some keys that the Lord told me. He said, how you spell success in God is L-O-V-E. And he told me to practice love. See, feelings are fickle. God has said that in Romans 5:5, he's poured his love into our heart. That shed abroad your heart really means that he's poured love into your heart, Angie. He's poured love into your heart, Anne. He's poured heart into your heart, Betty Jean. It should be overflowing. You've already got the love inside of you. If you've been born again, you've already got the love, just like faith, but it's up to you to activate it. But we have some mighty men of God in the Bible, one of them being Peter, that says in 1 Peter, I believe it's 3:8, the end of all days is near. Therefore, be disciplined, self-controlled, and alert so that you can pray. But above all, have fervent, passionate love for others. We don't want to get up to heaven and find out all our works burnt up because they were out of the wrong motive. And when you read 1 Corinthians 13 and it says, this is the description of love. It's not just a feeling. Love is patience. And if you've been around people, you're going to need it. You're going to need a lot of patience. Oh my goodness. And love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast in self. It's not about me. It is not proud. It is not rude. And love does not control. Love does not control. It does not insist on their own ways and own rights. And love pays no attention to a suffered wrong. And love keeps no records of wrong. And love always chooses to think the best of others. And it says in his word that we are to think no evil in our heart towards people. So if you start focusing in on that offense, you're going to become offended. And once you're offended, hardness of heart settles in and you're not going to feel the love. You're going to feel separated from that person. And once you start getting separated from that person, you're going to start getting separated from God. Because the first John, it says, he who hates his brother, which is not walking in love, walks in darkness. So if you want to walk in light, you're going to have to walk in love. And if you want to walk in love, you're going to have to practice walking in love. And I want to tell you another key that the Lord gave me is he told me to love the people that are the closest to me the most. And that has to do with particularly people that you live with, or it could be people that you work with. You know, because then there's going to be those little irritations, you know, things that are going to come up. And that's where your love walk is really tested. But see, you have to understand, God is building you up in love. He's really helping you in a way. You're being helped. He's really helping strengthen your love walk. And you may have love assignments. They're assignments from God. To love the unlovely. And I want to tell you, you will get the most rewards from heaven when you love those that don't love you back. And that woman that Bob Jones talked about, when all the people were in line up in heaven and to get their rewards, you know, or from Jesus, and this one woman that came up and said, well, and Jesus said, well, did you learn how to love on the earth? And this one woman said, well, no, I don't like all these people, but I love you, God. Well, she got in, but she didn't have a lot of rewards. And then this one young lady that she was crippled and she was always praying, always loving. She got a lot of rewards. And then there was this evangelist. And when she came up before the Lord and he said she had a lot of angels around her, she said to him, yes, Lord, I learned how to love when they lied about me. I learned how to love when they stole from me. I learned how to love when they were not kind or good to me. Because see, then the Lord will reward you. We are not in competition with one another. There's no competition in heaven. We complete one another. We don't compete with one another. We complete one another. But we're on a journey together. And in closing, I just want to read just a few scriptures out of some of my favorite love scriptures. And I pray that this will just wash you. Pray that God baptize you fresh and anew in the love of God. Love is the atmosphere of heaven. Love is the energy of God. And whatever's not of love, it's going to burn up. Love is selflessness. Love means self has been dethroned and God is exalted. And you can speak love into an atmosphere by faith and charge an atmosphere with love because we've got the loving one inside of us. Just as we can release peace, we can release freedom, we can release love. And I'm telling you, the spirit of Islam is the spirit of hatred and murder. And it's the exact opposite of love. And if we can neutralize that spirit through the love of God, they will be able to receive through that love. So in closing, here are just a few of the scriptures. And you can just say this if you want to yourself and your heart. And I'm not going to give this the references just because of time, but they're like that my favorite ones. I live a life of love. I walk in love I do everything in love. I abide in God's love. I speak the truth in love. I serve others in love. And I keep myself in God's love. I thank you, Lord, that I clothe myself with your love. Above all, I have intense, unfailing love for others. I love as a sister or a brother. I am compassionate and humble. God's love is poured into my heart. And I am an imitator of God, my Father. And I am a dearly loved child. And I live a life of love. I am perfected in God's love, and I am rooted and grounded in God's love. And finally, I love my brothers and sisters. I live in the light, and there's nothing in me to make me stumble, error, or sin. I want to encourage you this Valentine's Day. If you've fallen short in just any area, and we're all under process, how about making a renewed vow to the Lord today to walk in his love? Ask him to put love in your heart for people, especially if it's certain people that have wounded and that have not been loving. Ask to love others through his heart of love and to see them through his eyes. And Father, I thank you, God, that you would baptize us fresh and anew this Valentine's Day in the love of God, that we love others fervently from a deep heart and we forgive others from our heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
That was awesome. That was outstanding. Excellent word. Beautiful, beautiful. You know, it's so beautiful how with the passing of the baton one to another, there's such a flow of the Holy Spirit. And even the things that Jill was saying and Sharon was saying, it's like, oh, those are in my notes. That's so cool because, you know, God just, he just causes us to flow with such a harmony one to another. And what the Lord wanted for me to say to you today is that you're created for love. You're created to be love, to be loved, and to experience his love because you were created in his image. And that companionship in the book of Genesis, when Adam was brought forth, it was for him to worship the Lord and have that perfect companionship and that communication and that intimacy with the Lord, the Creator. And many have come through broken relationships, and sometimes they find themselves kind of putting their hand over their heart and being afraid to have intimacy and being fearful of allowing the Lord to come into every area of our heart because people here may have broken them or disappointed them or brought pain to their heart. But the Lord says, let me fill your heart with my perfect and holy love because you were created for love. You know, we find ourselves disappointed in people and situations and circumstances. And, you know, the emotions can be up one day and down the next. And, you know, those emotions can cause us to be on a roller coaster, but his love is steadfast. It's so perfect all the time. And it's all about focus. You think about that. It's like that perception that we have and how we perceive him and the way that we believe him in his word. And the more that we go after his word is that mirror. And the more you pray it and interact with the word of life, that life flows through you. And it's not that love that is selfish, that's more concerned about self and what I need. It turns outward because you were created to glorify God. You were created to love him. You were created to reach outside yourself. And when you step into how God's created you and recognize that you are his masterpiece, You are a work of art that comes from the Father and only the Father, because there's no two fingerprints alike. You're His fingerprint in the earth. You know, you can't be somebody else's fingerprint. You can admire the giftings on them, the education, the word of wisdom, and all the prophetic gifts and the gifts of the Holy Spirit that flow through them, and that can inspire you to want even more of that in your own life. But see, you can't be that other person. And sometimes if you've ever found yourself comparing yourself to another, you go, oh God, I feel so inferior. I feel so intimidated. And I've been there. You're like, but then it's like the Lord shores me up and goes, wait, no, you've been created with my purpose in your heart. I give you grace to do everything that I've put into you, whether it's to walk as an apostle, as an evangelist, as a prophet, as an author, as a painter, as a dancer, as a scientist, as a piano player, you know, to be an outstanding football player like Tebow. I mean, it's just like giving honor to God in everything. And in doing so, you keep your focus on Him and you allow His holy love to flow through you, because He perfects everything that concerns you. And when you think about, there's so many outstanding motivational speakers that have experienced setbacks, whether they were born into it. Anybody ever heard of Nick Vujicic? I'm saying that correctly. He was born without limbs. And I mean, there were times when I would look at him a couple of years ago, I was like, wow, you know, what an overcomer. And I mean, he's such an outstanding Christian and evangelist. And he realized when he was 17, that's when he started a nonprofit business, but he had so many challenges and you know, physically, all those impairments, but he overcame them. Because his focus was not on himself and what he did not possess, what he did not have, or comparing himself to others and being angry. Why didn't you create me like that one? Why can't I run like that one? He turned everything to his focus before God and recognized his purpose in the earth. Because this is a sin-laden earth. And there's been so many things that have brought the diminishing and the deterioration from that original model that God created with Adam and Eve through sin that was introduced. And that does bring death and it does bring destruction when you don't walk with God. And I know even for myself, there was a period of 10 years from the time I was 18 to 28 when I was in that path of destruction and in death. And many of us have come out of that through salvation or you, whether you walked in that period of time or you grew up in a family where there was always that love, there was that time I did not know God. But it's like, Lord, I want those 10 years back. I want them now. And so we can have what we say, and He can renew your youth like that as an eagle, and everything that the enemy meant for evil. Because when you're a sinner and you're in darkness, you sin. And God knows that. He knows that we're mere men. We're mere mortality. We're humans. But He's always drawing us, because He's saying, you're my child and I love you. And I have a plan of good. I have a plan that is so full of me. And see, you know, it's interesting how there's been times that we've talked about here. Who hears, you know, the hearers, you know, who hears God? Who here sees God? You know, who here can, you know, feel, who are the feelers? Think about when we come into the fullness of God, when we hear and we see and we have His heart and we touch with His hands. I mean, just the fullness of the expression of Christ within us as we interact to humanity, when we interact with one another. You think about the fullness that He wants for us to operate in, that wisdom that comes from the Holy Spirit when we are led by His Spirit. I mean, just think about and imagine that time when we're fully in that fullness, that full inheritance that He's calling us into with that, the wealth transference, and He's calling us to be kingly, kings and priests here in this earth, and that we ride on that white horse, because that white horse represents a movement, and it's all going to be for those that are aligning themselves with Him, allowing Him to cause that grace to address those issues that would try to hold us back to our past so that we can come into the fullness. No more fear of opening up our hearts to the one that God may have for us, that we know Him and are brought to such an excellency of soul in our body, in our soul, in our spirit. And you think about the thoughts that affect us. You think about that focus again, when you focus on the Word and interacting with that life of God that just begins to fill you and causes who He is to arise within you. And you think about your thoughts. The thoughts, and many of you have heard me say this before, they can make you sick. They can release toxins literally into your body that will manifest somehow within your body. But He says, be quick, be alert, be a watchman on the wall, be a steward of your mind and the thoughts that you think, because out of your heart, that's where the issues of life flow. And He wants our heart to be so protected and so diligently His that oneness with Him causes us to walk out that salvation, that we are brought into maturity, we're brought into that place of perfection, and we lack nothing. Who wants to lack nothing? Who wants to not have any lack at all? Who wants to not be going from paycheck to paycheck? Who wants such an abundance of the Spirit of God coming over you in every area of your life? He wants you to prosper and to be in good health, even as your soul is prospering. And that soul, man, that is your mind, that is your heart, your soul, your everything that makes you you, your imagination, the things that you think of. You can have that sanctified imagination, but also there is that unsanctified imagination, like some of the movies and the stories that come out, like someone like Stephen King. It's like people get addicted to that because they want the thrill of the fear and that adrenaline rush, but it's all so fleshly and so carnal. And He says, put that away from you. Do not put your eyes upon anything that is evil like that, because He wants us to be purified and to be holy like He is holy. And, you know, I mentioned this, the Grammys, I think the 57th Grammys were on maybe a week or so. And I was hearing how Madonna, who came out in the 80s, and just, you know, the corruption of her soul. It's like, we need to pray for those in Hollywood that are celebrities that are influencing this culture. And some may be there may be those that are so in such a place of depravity, God will bring them over to a reprobate mind, because you think about those souls that they're trying to lead away. But the offense of it, she was coming out in this sexy matador type of outfit. And it's like, okay, this woman is a woman with a child. And, you know, I mean, this is a mother, but that level the depravity, because the corruption, just the evil that they pursue. And she had these demonic looking dancers with horns dancing all around her, and a choir in the background. So it's like, oh God, you know, and I mean, I have young children and they're listening to some of this music. They're in a secular school. So I'm always in tune with the music that they're listening to. And, you know, I use those as means to show them how the enemy's trying to seduce this youth and this generation away, but also He's looking to garner them and separate them and sanctify them and set them apart, because they are going to be the ones that are on fire, but they need to discern the times, just like we do as parents and as people of God, to remove all that. And just those that we need to pray for, you know, football, these things that are where families are viewing this, whether Super Bowls with Beyonce last year. And I mean, it's like that culture is trying to seep into our homes. But when the Lord rises up within us, He says, rise, shine. Let the glory of the living God shine upon you. He says, come out of that place of depression. He wants a people that are so passionate and so on fire for Him that overcomes any of the darkness and that immorality that is coming upon this land. So I just want to say that I love y'all so much. We're to walk in the Spirit. We're to keep our eyes on Him, not look upon the things of the world, to keep our hearts before Him, to be so exalted in our spirits towards Him that we stay in that perpetual communication with the Lord, that oneness with Him, and that we be around people that are on fire for Him, because that's what keeps everybody having that fire just burning so brightly. And he wants us to shine as Sharon was speaking about, as that star, brighter and brighter and brighter, because it is that brightness and the glory of the Lord that's going to cause people that are in such place of darkness to want what you have on your life. And again, it's that love. It's that faith. It's that hope. And it's that love. And this is such a time of allowing him to bring that wholeness to your heart, because this army is rising up mightily with that steed, that mighty steed, that white horse, because we are going to go throughout this nation and we're going to bring people into the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. So let's just give him glory in this house, won't you? Hallelujah. And I just want to say, we do have some new people that are here, some new ladies with us. I wanted to honor Elgin. Elgin's husband, he's an evangelist, and we LaRue met him some years ago. Come here, stand up for a moment. He's an evangelist to India. This is Elgin Raj Kumar. And she and her husband have beautiful children, and they've just all been growing up. We met you all, I think, maybe about, I don't know, 8 or so years ago, probably from Lakewood, right? I think LaRue and... long time ago. She's originally from Germany and just a precious and beautiful woman. I just want y'all to welcome her today and all the souls that have been brought in. Her husband goes often into Germany, and you know, we need to pray for Germany. Again, there's such darkness and atheism rising up in a lot of these nations, not just this nation, and not what the culture of Hollywood and the music and the movies are doing. I mean, God's also causing his truth to rise up in many facets and the worship like we've never experienced before. So, you know, we don't look upon these things. We could be aware of them, but God's saying that he's moving in powerful ways, even behind the scenes. So all these souls are being saved. Just love Elgin. Welcome her today. And Victoria's pretty new with us, Tommy's daughter. She's so precious. And she has a new little baby named Amber that's just darling. And then Marlene, stand up for just a moment. She's moved here from Atlanta, and she found us through Sozo and the Healing Room. Cheryl, I want you to meet Marlene also. And she's so excited. She goes, oh, I know all about Sozo. And that was just so awesome, because you know my passion for Sozo is just everybody being brought to that place of wholeness. We have Rena here. So nice to meet you. Stand up, won't you? For the very first time, God bless you. Highly and esteemed woman of God. And then I want to also welcome Rose right here. Rose, thank you for coming. Go ahead, stand up. Let us love on you. This is Angela's friend. Very nice to have you. Her bestie. Oh, love those besties. Longtime friends, right? I don't ever say old friends. I always say longtime friends, even those friends I've known since I was 9 years old in Germany. And my mama, Sandy, beautiful Joanne, everybody, I just want to go down, just love on all of y'all. Y'all can love on each other too. Debbie over here and just everybody. And I'm going to go ahead and pray at this time for the offering. You're going to be released to go and sit anywhere you want with somebody that invited you. Okay, we'll do this. Anybody who invited you, we've got some open tables upstairs, just a time of just love and fellowship. And what was I going to say? I was going to say one more thing. Oh, I need to do something. As a gatekeeper of love, I need to acknowledge Mama Lily. Mama Lily, I love my Mama Lily. And Sharon was just so honoring to the prophetic and the evangelistic that this woman is a mama of love, just like Dodie Osteen is. And she's my role model too. Stand up. Let us just love on you. She's a gatekeeper of love. And every time that somebody walks through those doors, she loves on them. And that's what she's known for. And that hospitality and the team, her hospitality team is the best. They're all so loving, such servants. You know, when you pastor, you can't, you know, this is no one man show. You know, I mean, everybody has their part, and there's a grace for every part, for everybody to do what they're called to do. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to have Sharon come up. Yes. Donna and McKenna and my Maya. Those beautiful girls, love them so much. Oh, who has a song? Donna, come on up here, please. And then I'm going to have Sharon share about the cards, because there's Valentine's cards for everybody. But also, listen, I'll pray over the food in a moment when we go upstairs. The chef is Angela's brother. And he has prepared something very special for us. And one of the special requests that Angela had was that we be praying for Joe Appa because he doesn't know the Lord. And I just want all of y'all to be holding him in your heart and be praying for him because all of our family members are coming into the kingdom of God. Amen? All of our family members are coming. Amen?
Amen. I could hear the Father singing over you today while Sharon was speaking. And I just want to sing it for you.
I love you. I love you. I love you, my bride. I love you. I love you. I love you, my bride.
Let's sing that back to him.
I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, my Lord.
I can hear him sing that.
Oh, so glad she did that. I'm so glad her gift was presented to us today. Isn't that so beautiful? And every one of you is such a gift, not only to me, to each other, but most of all to God. Just think about that. He's placed gifts in you. He's put talents within you. You're a reflection of the Father's heart here in the earth. Now, Sharon's going to share a little bit about this little Valentine.
Yeah, Angela, come on up front. Anna was the original vision holder for this, and then she just enlisted us to kind of help her with this vision. But we wanted every woman to get a love letter today. We wanted everyone to have a Valentine. And so I'm going to let Angela share. And then when you're done, if you did not get a Valentine, let's do that first and then I'll let you share. If you did not get a Valentine card to fill out for somebody and you're coming upstairs, raise your hand. Okay, because we have some extras that we want to give over here. Okay. Here you go, Angela.
This was the inspiration of Sharon, and I just got confirmation of it from the Lord, that the Lord wanted you to have something very special. And we are all sisters in the Lord. So in the envelope is a red card, and we want you to write a love note to the person whose name is in your envelope. And then we want you to take the label and put it on the outside of the envelope. And then when we go to lunch, we want you to find the person and give them your envelope, okay? Sometime during the lunch, okay? And it's a love note. Yes, before, during, or after, just like she said.
Yes.
I love you.
So we're just going to take about 2 or 3 minutes just real fast and go ahead and write out your Valentine if you haven't written it out. And thank you again for coming today. We are so excited to have everyone here.
And I also just want to, I didn't get a chance to just send love to Amanda, but Amanda's back there. Amanda, look up and just wave at everybody. Veronica, love you so much. God bless y'all so much. This was lost upstairs. Did somebody lose their crown by any chance? Is it yours? Okay, were you upstairs earlier? Where'd you find it? No. It was on the stall, but there's probably Angela because Angela was helping upstairs. And I just can't thank Angela, Mary, and Angie enough for all the lovely decorations upstairs and everything that Sharon did and Christine for doing the photography, star photography. Don't you just love it? Shooting stars. No, she's shooting stars. If you want to be a star, you need to hook up with Christine. So, Father, I thank you for this time. I thank you for every beautiful heart here. Father God, you cause every one of us to be beautiful because of your love and your grace in our hearts, Lord, that you change us and bring us from glory to glory. Thank you so much for the honor of having Laura and Jill here with us and all of our ladies. I thank you, Father God, for this time of fellowship together upstairs. Bless it to the health and the strength of our bodies. We speak health and life that comes from Jesus Christ and salvation to Joe, Father God, and anybody else that needs to receive you into their hearts. Your word says that if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God, you will have eternal life living in and through you. So, Father, I thank you for every person here, Father, that needs to say that prayer, Father God. I ask that your holy love captivate them, Father God. And even as we stand in the gap for any one of our family members or friends or work mates, anybody that we have on our hearts, Lord, I thank you, Father, that they're coming into your kingdom. That love and that joy and that peace cover them, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Any exciting praise reports or anything before we get released to go upstairs? Anybody got something burning they want to share in their hearts? Come here, Debbie. Come on, Debbie. Come on down. Look at you, beautiful woman.
It's official. I dreamed that my daughter had a little girl, and she was tall and had curly hair, and I was calling her my Petunia. And I was telling her she would always be my Petunia. Well, she had her ultrasound Wednesday. It's a girl.
Duh.
Congratulations. Isn't that so exciting? Her baby's having a baby. Her baby girl's having a baby. That's so beautiful. Yes, Elgin, come on over here. Yes, darling.
Yes. Okay. Samson had a prophecy for 2015.
Yes.
Okay. It was the end of 2014. He's always fasting and praying, and we prayed the end, and in the beginning, almost the whole January, we fasted. So at the end of 2014, God said, it will be seen in 2015. Prosperity, health, joy, everything the devil stole, everything will be seen in 2015.
Yeah.
Just put your name in there.
Yeah, we agree. Amen. We agree. We agree. Amen. Amen. Okay, I think everything's ready upstairs. Woo! Release it, girl.
Amen. I just received this word 1 year to this date, February 14th, the day of love, 2014. The enemy destroyed every area of my life in one day, 1 year ago. But today, I got everything back and more.
Yeah.
And I'm standing.
Yes.
And I'm moving forward. This is the year to see it.
This is the year.
I can't go into details, but just trust what I'm saying, that in one day he took everything. But in 1 year now I'm standing, that everything has been given back to me, and I give God praise.
Woo! Outstanding testimony. Glory to God. Our God is such a powerful redeemer and restorer of everything that we've lost. And this is the year. I feel it in my spirit, don't you? Let's just all pull it in from the heavenly realm. The set time is now. The set time of favor is now. This is a set time. No more delay. All those promises, all everything that's gone into the bowls within the heavenlies, as you were seeing them right there, all those prayers are spilling over, overflowing.
Hi, I just wanted to say something about last night. We went on the streets and fed the homeless with Miss Betty Jean, and Miss Lily came and a few other people. And I haven't been out ministering in a long time, so I guess I haven't been as subjected to the attacks. Last night I went out to dinner with a friend of mine. I came out, the car was towed, and I got a ticket. So I got almost a $300 ding plus dinner. So I'm yes, I did get angry and I did act out, but always I'm not perfect. What can I say? God's still working with me on that stuff. All right, what can I say? But what I'm standing on right now is this word that was stolen from me. That was stolen from me. I introduced myself to two of the homeless people that I prayed for as Miss Cat. And when I went to go get my car, there were cat prints all over the driver's side. I'm thinking, okay, this is Satan's doing. So it's not, you know, you just got to look at the signs and still listen to the word and still let all these wonderful encouragements and the prophecies not only stick, fly around the back of your head, but get it in your heart. Because I'm standing on the fact that this was stolen from me and so much more is going to be repaid. Amen.
Amen. There's a testimony. She led him to the Lord. Yeah. Yeah. And you know what I love about everybody is how real everybody is, how authentic, how true. You know, that's what people are truly looking for in the world is that authentic Christianity. And even, and it begins with one another, to let down our guard, not to be afraid, to be open, to be honest, to be intimate with one another, share one another, with one another our burdens, but also he'll quickly take them off of us. To break every yoke and every spiritual bondage so that we have total freedom and everything. Amen?